Hey friend, welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Micah McCurry, your host. All this week, we've been interviewing different staff members here at BTI, and today we get to talk to the newest staff member, just started this year. Think about that. Feels like an eternity already, doesn't it? And working for a boss like me, it's nuts. But in all seriousness, Brother Cameron Wedge has done a phenomenal job and just slotted right in. Been a huge asset. Part of the reason, for those of you that listen on the audio version, radio, podcast, all those types of things, part of the reason that has continued forward and maybe even improved a little bit, Cameron came on board. And then we've kind of taken some leaps and bounds on the video side of things.
Yes.
And so if you enjoy watching YouTube, those type of things, I'd encourage you, go search Bible Tracks Incorporated after the broadcast ends, if you're not already on YouTube, and you can see what we look like. And maybe you'll decide we have faces for radio,
right,
and all that. But Brother Wedge, thanks so much for joining me today, man.
I'm happy to. Yes, sir.
I'm glad that you were able to come on board. Tell us about, you had a chance, much like me, you were an assistant pastor for five years or so, right? And where were you at?
So for about 6 years, my wife and I were in Linton, Indiana, mm-hmm. at Bethel Baptist Church under Pastor Doug Castle. And I was the youth pastor there, choir director, and you know as well as I, you wore any hat that you needed to wear on whatever day you needed
to wear it. Absolutely. And Brother Castle, dear friend of mine, and has been a help to me. And I'm so thankful for what he means to me and to you. Amen. As well. And so many of the skills you learned as an associate pastor, of course, we went to St. Baba College. I went to two, so I was only at yours for a year right. for my master's. But we went to Bible college together for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Both went into ministry. And so many things you learned, you now get to put in application here at BTI as well. I'm so thankful for Brother Castle letting me take you. And but in all seriousness, you had, actually, before we were on air, someone else asked about your affinity for video and cameras and all that type of stuff. That's the large portion of what you do here at BTI is video. And we have some things on the horizon we may or may not get into. Maybe we'll tease a few of those things. But tell folks about, one, your family, introduce your family, and where you go to church now. And well, how long ago did it start? How much, you know, the photog
there? Sure. Yeah. So my wife, Megan, we got married in 2017. I was done with college, and she just had a semester of student teaching left to do at Providence. And we have one son. Now he's almost two. He'll be two in April.
Fun.
And so he's a very busy boy nowadays. And his name is Caden. As far as photography and video stuff goes, I mean, my goodness, ever since I was a kid, younger than a teenager, even going off of my parents' old VHS camcorder, my brother and I would make goofy videos, and mm-hmm. that was just always something that I've enjoyed. And so through the years, gradually my tools have got better. And so I'm thrilled to be here at BTI, where Amen. We have some really nice tools.
Yeah, we're blessed with the opportunity, and we see a need for this type of, really, we want to reach people through every medium possible.
Yes.
And we're not going away from gospel tracks anytime soon.
Right.
The what has brought us, our bread and butter to some degree. But in all seriousness, for 85 years, over the last 85 years, we put out over 600 million gospel tracks.
Right.
And seen so many people saved. But realizing that 85 years ago, Google didn't exist, YouTube, Facebook, all these social media, video as a consumer level thing where anybody could literally open their camera app on their phone and record a very nice video that didn't exist in 1938.
Right.
And we're blessed. We're looking back at some of the old documents, Bill Cameron, from Paul Levine, and how forward thinking he was in so many different ways, both with music and the gospel tracks and the quality they did. It's a blessing to see. And I don't think we're not treading in any wrong territory here in taking some of these steps forward, both to let people know about the ministry, because so many of our supporters, they love to see see the videos when I'm going to Kenya,
right,
Papua New Guinea, and things like that. For the people who will see it, mine eye affected mine heart, the Bible tells us. And so you have a part in that, but also working on some projects that are more gospel centric for reaching people through video. Now you go to the Faith Baptist Church in Bourbonnais.
One of
my mentors, Pastor Terry Angel, is the pastor there. He's my father-in-law's dearest friend. And they are just kindred spirits. Mm-hmm. And if my home church had a sister church, it would be Faith Baptist. We're so thankful for those folks just about 45 minutes from where I live. But Brother Cameron, you have the benefit, and I always appreciate an outsider's perspective. Now you've been here for, 2 months now, no longer an outsider. But what were some things that surprised you about the ministry, or you're like, wow, I didn't know they did that? Or what for people listening, you kind of have a viewpoint, a perspective that they might have to some degree because you were unfamiliar with the ministry kind of until I called you. So what surprised you?
Yeah, so Bible Tracks Incorporated, it's, first of all, the legacy is just unbelievable.
Right.
As you've talked about with Brother Levine. And, I had an opportunity to get a little bit of a picture just as your friend before we came here full time. And, one of the neat things that I love is you guys are doing so much to reach the lost, so much. And we see that very often. We see the fruit of that. But you're trying to minister to Christians as well.
Amen.
And one of those areas specifically is through the studio, the Paul Levine Studios.
Yeah.
And I've had the opportunity to record on a couple projects with that. And so, I've enjoyed that very much. But, Bible Tracks, it's doing the main thing, which is reaching the lost. But we're not content to just stay there either.
Right.
We're saying, hey, there's other needs that need to be met.
Amen.
And we're doing what we can. And we're making great steps to do that.
Amen. Now, speaking of the music side of things, you enjoy some music. You're kind of multi-talented. You got the video thing, all that, to do some design work. And again, kind of being an assistant pastor, you just wear all the hats, whether you want to or not.
Right.
But here, a lot of itches that you have get scratched. You have some things you enjoy. But on the music side, so tell folks that might be listening, this is, I'm asking you, and I didn't prep you for this or anything. This wasn't on a list of questions, okay? In all modesty, tell people about what instruments you play. A good number of instruments. I would hazard a guess that there are some people listening out there, they would be intrigued by that. But also, I bet there's some people out there that play some of those instruments that want to hear about it. And so if there are any brand names or model numbers, numbers and things, feel free to mention that too. But what do you play, Brother Cameron?
Yeah, so I play a whole bunch of stuff, and some I've actually kind of let go by the wayside, unfortunately. Sure. But I started playing piano actually when I was a kid, and that's probably my least amount of ability is in the piano. But then I started playing the trombone as a teenager. My grandparents bought me a garage sale trombone.
There you go.
It was held together by electrical tape, in fact. And so I played that all through my teenage years. And then the ultimate happened when I was, I think, 15, and I got my first guitar. And it was like, okay, this is what I'm going to pursue now.
Sure.
So guitar.
Found my purpose in life.
Right, exactly, yes. So I started on the guitar probably a year after that. I said, you know what? I want to learn the banjo. So I started learning the banjo as well. And then a few years into guitar banjo, I had been just mesmerized by the dobro. And I'd heard different groups play it. And I thought, that is just the most gorgeous sound I've ever heard in my life. And so I've got to learn how to play this. So while I was in college, after my freshman year or sophomore year, actually, I got my first dobro. And so it's been a fun journey.
Absolutely.
And I would say I know how to play all of those somewhat.
Well, but speaking of, I don't think I'm going to let the cat quite out of the bag, but we have a group that we put together.
Yes.
And you're going to be with some strings on at least 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 of those songs. And so the first album for that, this is, I guess, technically the first teaser that I'm giving for this. I'm not even going to give you.
How about that?
Well, I guess technically, I just realized I'm being all secretive, and I interviewed the guy prize for the radio broadcast. So did. I did. So, all right. Yeah, so if you remember me talking to Devin Ogdy and Abe Che and some of those guys, well, Brother Cameron played the guitar for that group.
Yes.
And so the name of the group, speaking of legacy, we were talking about it. The name of the group is Goodly Heritage. So I'm being all secretive for no reason whatsoever, but we can let the cat out of the bag. Brother Cameron has some strings on there and we're excited. I told Brother Abe my favorite song so far that I've heard from the more finished product after polishing was Like a River Glorious.
And just it's beautiful.
Three men, voices blend very well, and you want just guitar, nothing else, no dobro, nothing else, and it just sounds so awesome. And so when we release that, I think we're thinking either mid to late summer. Right. You're going to want to get that for our listeners out there. I'm honestly, I'll maybe skip the ones that I'm singing on, but the rest of those songs I want to hear. And so we're excited about that. For the fact that you've been here for 2-3 you know, by the time people listen to this, 4 months maybe, what would be something that you would want to communicate to people about the cause of the ministry? If there's one thing I could tell you folks, would you please perk your ears up for this? What would that be for you?
You know, if I had to describe Bible Tracks Incorporated to somebody that's never heard of it, I would probably say that it's a ministry that is doing all that it can to reach the lost, and any barriers that get in the way, they're just breaking them down.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, and finding any avenues that they can take to do it a different way. Not a way that's contrary to scripture, but just maybe this way works. Let's try this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in the short time that I've been here, one thing that maybe I'm wrong, I think it's unique to Bible Tracks is that, you know, we have in our tracks, they have a QR code that a person who gets it can scan and say, listen, I have questions and I need to talk to somebody.
Right.
And it will let us know
immediately.
I mean, right there on the spot. And just the other day, I had the opportunity to chat with a man in New Zealand.
On the other side of the world.
The other side of the world.
It's 19 hours ahead of us, time frame wise. QR codes aren't necessarily singular to us. That ability to connect with people immediately.
Yes.
And we're very blessed about that. And so I like the description. I may have to listen to that a few more times and co-opt that. Or maybe maybe I'll just say, a wise man once said, this is what, if he was describing BTI, this is what it's like. But in all seriousness, there's a lot of truth to that. But I don't, Paul Veen was that way. He wanted to see God's work go forward, and he did it through music. He did it through gospel tracks, and we're excited about what the future of this ministry holds.
Amen.
Tomorrow on the broadcast, Lord willing, be talking to one of our other staff members, and I'm so thankful for all of you that have tuned in. As always, if you have a question or you want to know how you can order our tracks, you can go to BibleTracksInc.org or you can text me directly, 309-316-7240, 309-316-7240. Maybe next time we'll have to have you bring your guitar on or something, bring
that would
some
be
strings
fun.
And have a good time. Well, if you want to do that, if you want to hear that, text me, let me know that. And we'll see what the audience says. 309, text me at 309-316-7240. Have a great day for His glory. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracks Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracks, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracks Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.